The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the issue of The Ultimate Guide to Almost Everything, Popular Science for Kids. And we're going to begin with the question, why were the Romans such great road builders? The Roman Empire ruled a vast territory across Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa, starting in 27 BC and ending about AD 476. To move their armies from here to there, the Romans built some of the best roads the world has ever seen. Many are around today, and modern road builders still use some of the same techniques the ancient Romans did. Feats of engineering by Roman road builders included tunnels, bridges, and viaducts, longer, taller bridges that allowed passage over deep valleys, rivers, and other obstructions. Roman roads consisted of three layers, a foundation layer of stones, gravel, crushed bricks or earth, a middle layer of sand or fine gravel, and a top layer of gravel mixed with lime or blocks of cut stone. Ancient Romans designed each road differently based on conditions. They moved earth, drained marshes, built bridges, and sliced into hills. They angled the roads so they wouldn't flood. And a picture of these ancient artifacts here on page 84. Moving to page 85, what did the Maya build? Many civilizations built pyramids, and each has distinctive physical characteristics and served important functions in the culture that built them. The Maya started building pyramids about 2,000 years ago in Central America and Mexico. They built two kinds of pyramids, and both were important in their religion. The first type had a temple on the top where priests made sacrifices to the gods. The second type was built exclusively for a god. Humans were not allowed to touch it. Palenque, picture of the Palenque here on page 85. A picture of Tikal National Park on the top of page 85. And in the middle of page 85, the Chichen Itza. When did we start measuring time? People once measured time by recording the phases of the moon. Around 3500 BC, the Egyptians built skinny, four-sided monuments called obelisks. As the sun moved in the sky, they watched the obelisk shadow move across the ground, dividing the day into morning and afternoon. About 1500 BC, they built a T-shaped sundial which split the period between sunrise and sunset into 12 parts. And here, a picture of that is on the bottom of page 85. Moving to page 86. Did the Vikings come to America before Columbus? Yes, the Vikings were a seafaring people from Scandinavia. Leif Erikson sailed across the Atlantic after hearing there was a vast land to the west 500 years before Christopher Columbus was born. He landed in what is today Canada, perhaps at Baffin Island. Erikson and his crew never returned, but Vikings continued to visit. Their structures have been found in Labrador and Newfoundland. Where did they travel? Vikings buried large collections of loot from their raids. The goods can tell us much about their history. Chess pieces discovered in Scotland. Pendants found in Sweden. Coins and other treasures from Germany. Silver jewelry dug up in England. Archaeologists began digging in Elan's All Meadows in Newfoundland, Canada, in the 1960s. They found iron rivets probably used in Viking boats, a bronze coat pin, and many other objects. Leon's All Meadows became the first known Viking settlement in North America, likely dating back to around the year 1000. More recently, they found an area with remains of plants not native to North America, which means the Vikings brought seeds with them and stayed long enough to plant and harvest them. Replica of a Viking home at La Anse aux Meadows. This is on page 87, right-hand side, and also on the right-hand side, close-up of cracked rock at the settlement. Next, why is Leonardo da Vinci considered one of the greatest inventors? Leonardo da Vinci, born 1852, died 1519, may be best remembered for creating what is probably the world's most famous painting, Mona Lisa, a portrait that today hangs in the Louvre Museum in Paris. Another painting by da Vinci, The Last Supper, is painting right on the wall in a monastery in Milan and is almost as celebrated. But da Vinci, an Italian with no formal education beyond basic reading, writing, and math, was much more than a painter. He studied nature, mechanics, anatomy, physics, architecture, weaponry, and more. He observed everything around him and wrote it all down, using a kind of personal code in his notebooks. Along with his observations, he drew designs for machines like the bicycles, helicopter, submarine, and military tank. Many of his designs would not be built for centuries, and when they eventually were, they worked just fine. Aerial screw. The flying machine was made of a spinning linen, reed, and wire screw designed to compress air, creating life. It's a similar principle to the one currently used for helicopters. Single-span bridge. In 1502, da Vinci designed a single-span bridge that was 720 feet long as part of a civil engineering project for Ottoman Sultan Bayezid II of Istanbul. Bayezid said such a bridge was impossible to build, and he tossed the plans. But in 2001, a smaller version was built in Norway using the original plans, and it's still standing today. Diving suit. Intended to be a kind of secret weapon to sink invading ships, da Vinci's diving suit consisted of cane and leather tubes attached to a face mask and supported by steel rings to resist water pressure. The mask also had an inflatable device, like a balloon, that would enable the diver to submerge or come back up to the surface. Flying machine. This machine was designed for a person to lie in a wooden frame and flap two wings draped in silk. It could steer using a pulley system and a headpiece and was powered by pedaling. Armored tank. While he was working for the Duke of Milan, da Vinci was the first person to devise an armored tank. It was round and had 36 guns facing in every direction. It was designed to be driven by 8 men and self-propelled cart. For the theater, da Vinci drafted several machines, and a cart that moved without having to be pushed was one of them. It was powered by coiled springs, and it also had programmable steering and braking systems. What documents have changed the world? Throughout history, people have carved their big ideas on stone slabs, written them down on paper. Some documents have changed the world, and not just at the time they were written. Origin of Species. In 1859, Charles Darwin published On the Origin of Species, a book that forever changed the way we see ourselves and the plants and animals around us. Darwin was just back from a voyage around the world where he observed how animals in different environments adapt to the conditions around them. Those that can adapt are able to survive and reproduce, while animals that can't will die. He called this process natural selection, which established the science of evolution. Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In 1948, the United Nations General Assembly published a document spelling out the fundamental human rights that all its member countries must commit to, including a ban on slavery, discrimination, and torture. The declaration represents the highest values of human society. Magna Carta, signed in 1215, it guaranteed Englishmen certain rights and required future kings and queens to obey the law. It said kings couldn't put people in prison without a trial and established courts of law. It created the idea of a written document even leaders must follow. Continuing on page 91, Declaration of Independence, adopted on July 4, 1776. It was the founding document of the United States, but its influence stretches far beyond America. Its key idea is that governments get their power from the consent of the people they govern. It also says that when the people have been greatly wronged by their government, they have a right and a duty to change that government. Emancipation Proclamation, written by President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 during the height of the United States Civil War, the proclamation freed all slaves in the rebellious states. As a result, more than 200,000 slaves joined the war effort. It also changed the nature of the Civil War from a fight to maintain the Union to a fight to free the enslaved. It was followed 2 years later by the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which banned slavery forever. Gutenberg Bible. With the invention of the printing press by Johannes Gutenberg in 1440, the first publication of the Bible in 1455, books became cheaper, allowing more people to read them and more ideas to be shared throughout Europe and the world. Very interesting. Page 92. Who were the original influencers? Throughout history, people have come up with important ideas that have helped to change the world around them and make things better for future generations to come. Who was Confucius? Confucius, 551 to 479 BC, is one of the most important Chinese thinkers as well as a teacher and a philosopher. His work was basically a code of conduct, how people should behave in every aspect of life. His teachings emphasized kindness, sincerity, and justice. Who were the three most important Greek philosophers? Socrates, 470 to 399 BCE, encouraged followers to question everything and to live an honest life. His student Plato, 428 to 438 BCE, devoted his life to investigating how a person could be the best and most noble version of themselves. Plato's student Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC, studied the sciences and ethics. His ideas about philosophy of science are still influential. What former slave published the anti-slavery newspaper, The North Star? Frederick Douglass, 1818 to 1895, was an African-American slave who escaped freedom. He was among the most important abolitionist voices leading up to the Civil War, 1861 to 1865. An inspiring speaker, he crafted convincing arguments that rallied people against slavery. When slavery was finally abolished, Douglass fought for equal rights for African Americans. Whose belief in nonviolent protest influenced the world? When India was a British colony, Mahatma Gandhi, 1869 to 1948, believed that the only way to achieve independence was to protest peacefully. He organized mass nonviolent protests that eventually won India its independence in 1947. His nonviolent social activism and his compassion for all people, including his enemies, made him an inspiration for other activists worldwide. Who said women have the same abilities as men? Mary Wollstonecraft, 1759-1797, was a writer and philosopher who is best remembered for writing the landmark book, A Vindication of the Rights of Women. At the time, most people believed that women were weak, helpless, and unintelligent. Wollstonecraft said women were held back by social conventions, not by their gender, and that whenever women were allowed to pursue excellence, they achieved great things. She argued for an education and social system that regarded men and women as having equal potential. Who should you thank for successful science experiments? Francis Bacon, 1561-1626, was a British philosopher of science who developed the scientific method. Bacon said science should be pursued by gathering data, carefully analyzing it, and performing well-organized experiments to get to the truth. Every time you do an experiment, you're using his scientific method. Page 94. Five more fascinating facts. What is the digital revolution? The digital revolution was sparked by the invention of the transistor in 1947, which transformed electronics. Since then, all sorts of devices and digital networks have revolutionized the way we work, play, and communicate, including refrigerators that tell us whether we're low on milk and self-driving cars. The Internet has enabled us to retrieve all types of information and has given us the ability to speak face-to-face with people who live in different countries and even outer space. We can even go to school online. Which historical era gave new life to old ideas? The Renaissance, which means rebirth, was an explosion of cultural, political, scientific, and intellectual ideas in Europe between the 14th and 17th centuries. It started when Italian artists, thinkers, and inventors took up the ideas of ancient Greece and Rome and used them to question everything around them. The invention of the printing press enabled more people to share knowledge, and improvements in navigation made it possible for explorers to travel beyond Europe. Who discovered why apples fall to the ground? Isaac Newton, 1643 to 1727, was a British physicist and mathematician who first figured out how gravity works after observing an apple falling from a tree straight to the ground. He also made important discoveries about how objects move. Newton also understood that white light is made up of many different colors. When did thinking lead to change? The Age of Enlightenment began in the 1700s and was an era when leaders in science, communication, politics, and philosophy challenged old ideas. It was based on the idea that humans can improve the world through rational thinking. Some challenged authority, including the notion that kings received their authority from God. Others reasoned that if everyone had an education, they would have a chance for a better life. It spread around the world and inspired the American Revolution. How did the steam engine transform how people lived? The Industrial Revolution began in the mid-1700s in Great Britain and eventually affected how most people worked and lived. Before the Industrial Revolution, people made all the goods and products they needed by hand, generally at home. But the invention of the steam engine and other machinery enabled people to build factories and mass-produce clothes, furniture, and many other types of goods. The jobs created by the Industrial Revolution inspired people to move away from the farms and into the cities, and in some cases, other countries where jobs were more easily available. The Industrial Revolution created very wealthy people as well as very poor people who worked in the harsh and dangerous conditions. It reshaped politics and governments as countries confronted these many changes. How can you make a difference? Believe it or not, you can help make the world to be a better place. These three kids were once just like you, and then they got inspired to take action. Greta Thunberg. She sparked an international movement to fight climate change when she skipped school one Friday in 2018 and protested outside the Swedish parliament. Soon, millions of young people began to do the same. On March 15, 2019, an estimated 1.6 million people in 133 countries walked out of school in a climate strike inspired by her action. She regularly speaks with world leaders like Pope Francis, and isn't scared to tell them what they're not doing enough. For ways to combat climate change, visit climatekids.org. Amarilliana Marie Copany. At 8, she wrote to President Obama with her here about the contaminated water in her town of Flint, Michigan. in 2016. The next year, she raised more than $10,000 to provide Flint kids with school supplies. Dubbed Little Miss Flint for her work, she's still an activist, and in 2021, she was included in DC Comics' Wonderful Woman of the World. For more info on helping communities access clean water, visit charitywater.org. Darius Brown. This 10-year-old loved the attention he got from wearing his handmade bow ties. In 2017, when he heard that hundreds of dogs were homeless after the Hurricane Irma, he thought they could use some attention, too, and maybe wearing his bow ties could help. So he gave some to ASPCA in New York City. His ties helped the pups, especially older ones, get adopted. Now, 14, he's donated more than 600 ties. He also sells ties and donates profits to the shelters. For more ways to help with animal rescue, visit bestfriends.org. Ways to get connected. Your computer is a great way to link up with some causes that are important to you, whether that's protecting animals, fighting climate change, or something else. Here are a few to explore. DoSomething.org, a worldwide movement of young people working to make a difference in everything from improving mental health to fighting hunger. EarthRangers.org, become an Earth Ranger and learn how to help save the planet. Defenders.org/wildlife, learn more about endangered animals and get an adoption kit. YSA.org, Youth Service America makes it easy to find volunteer opportunities near you or to help you create your own service ideas. And finally, abe.plantfortheplaneplanet.org, the group founded in 2007 by a 9-year-old German boy aims to plant trillions of trees around the globe. So how curious are you? Where's the coldest place on Earth? How come leopards have spots? Why do volcanoes explode? What is climate change? And how can you help fight it? Asking questions like these is how we get smarter and make discoveries. And we have found out so much in these pages. Things like awesome animals. There are more than 8.7 million different types of creatures across our planet. Take a look at some of the most amazing ones. Praying mantises lay in wait for a prey to wander by, then use their front legs to reach out and grab it. Using suction cup pads on their feet, red-eyed tree frogs cling to leaves in their tropical rainforest habitat. What is a raptor? Raptors are birds that eat other animals. Hawks, eagles, falcons, and owls are all types of raptors. All raptors have pointy, sharp talons, claws, and a beak with a curved trip. They're known for being sleek, efficient hunters with keen eyesight and can fly with a great speed and precision. Can an owl turn its head completely around? Not completely, but pretty close. In 2013, researchers figured out why an owl can turn its head 270 degrees, three-quarters of a circle, in either direction without cutting off the flow of blood to its brain. A blood pooling system in the bird's arteries collects blood to power its brain when the neck twists, cuts off circulation. Africa's Rupel's griffon vulture is the highest flying bird, capable of reaching altitudes of 37,000 feet. In many owl species, including the long-eared owl above, the ears are at different heights on their head. This allows them to pinpoint the location of more than one prey animal at the same time, including their chances of success while hunting. The harpy eagle has the largest talons of any raptor. At 5 inches long, they're larger than the claws of a grizzly bear. Ooh. How can eagles see fish in the water? These birds can spot a tiny animal as far as 2 miles away. This enables them to see a fish while flying several hundred feet above a lake or a pond. As the eagle dived down on its prey, the muscles in its eyes quickly changed the curve of its eyeball so it can clearly see a fish in the water and accurately measure how far it is away. Fun facts about birds. 1. Ostriches lay the largest eggs up to 6 inches in diameter and 3 pounds in weight. The heaviest flying bird is the great bustard. It can still take to the skies even though it weighs more than 30 pounds. The wandering albatross has the widest wingspan of any flying bird, measuring at 11 feet. Each year, the Arctic tern travels from the north to the South Pole, logging 8,641 miles. Number 5, at a mere 2.25 inches long, Cuba's bee hummingbird is the world's smallest. What are some fascinating sea life? From the smallest single-cell creatures to the great blue whale, the Earth's oceans contain huge biodiversity or variety of life. Mammals, fish, invertebrates, animals without a spine, plants, and tiny microorganisms all make up a complete ocean ecosystem. Scientists estimate that 91% of all the species in the oceans have not yet been discovered. Some marine creatures are predators. Predators hunt for their food and survive by eating smaller creatures. Two regions of the North Pacific Ocean are ground zero for predators because they attract a wide range of marine life. One hotspot is the North Pacific Transition Zone, which extends from Japan to the state of Washington, a whopping 5,600 miles wide. Warm and cool water collide in this area, creating a superhighway for migrating animals that also makes the zone a prime hunting ground for predators, including elephant seals, tuna, and sharks. Another area is the California Current, which flows south along the west coast of the United States. Like the North Pacific Transition Zone, the California Current is where warm and cold water meet. Many marine animals follow the nutrient-rich water, and predators lie and wait for them. Those predators include 24 whale, 11 dolphin, and 6 pinniped ocean animals with flipper species. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.